Good Wednesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, sponsored by United Health Group. With just one day until the House is slated to vote on their healthcare package, we are going to try and simplify things for you. This healthcare fight seems pretty predictable. If the bill passes the House tomorrow, it might not. It will head to the Senate, where it is certain to undergo a massive overhaul. Why? Because many Senate Republicans don't like this bill. One person we should all be listening to is Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. He told our colleague Burgess Everett, "We'll either pass something that will achieve a goal that we've been working on or not." Does that sound like a guy bullish about replacing the healthcare law? So in short, this bill as it currently is written is dead on arrival in the Senate. And if the Senate does overhaul the bill, it will be much more moderate. So why should we believe the House, which is currently dragging the process to the right, will pick that up and pass it? Here's where things stand. The House Freedom Caucus has a make-or-break moment tomorrow. If they stick together, they could feasibly kill this bill. If they don't, then it weakens their negotiating hand in future battles. But how big of a win is it actually if they kill the bill? Some Capitol Hill Republicans and people close to Trump are already talking about trying to work with Democrats to get other legislative initiatives passed. As far as healthcare, Democrats have vowed to force Republicans to pass their own overhaul. House Democrats have no plans to offer any amendments. The thinking? There is nothing they could offer that would make the bill palatable for them to vote for it. Here's the last word from pro-Trump care Republicans. They think the bill is going to pass. They believe they have the numbers and say the opponents have isolated themselves. The president is clearly willing to horse trade for votes. The White House and GOP leadership have been trying to make the message clear that the entire agenda is tied to passing this bill, which should get enough votes. On the other side of the aisle, House Democrats are starting to lay plans for how they are going to battle the healthcare plan. They've got two Democratic pollsters this morning beginning to brief House Democrats on their anti-Trump care message. Expect more doom and gloom language. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi's dear colleague on Democrats' healthcare plan provides a good teaser. She writes, "Thursday's vote will have life and death consequences for tens of millions of Americans. Our caucus will be fully engaged in the fight to defeat Republicans' monstrous bill." We've got a new Politico Morning Consult poll out this morning. The poll finds approval waning for the Republican healthcare bill. Stephen Shepard reports that voters are divided on the measure. Approval of the bill declined from 46% last week to 41% in the new poll conducted last Thursday through Sunday. An important number, Republicans continue to support the bill. 62% of GOP voters approve of the bill, while only 18% disapprove. IJR is out this morning with a much-anticipated story on Rex Tillerson. You'll recall the outlet's Aaron McPike was the only reporter allowed to travel with the Secretary of State on his Asia trip. The report focuses on how Tillerson is putting Trump's America First motto into foreign policy. In the juice, we've got Gary Cohn on the hunt for a house in Washington. Trump's chief economic advisor has been looking in parts of Georgetown, according to a source familiar with the search. Cohn's office declined to comment on the matter. Antony Blinken, former U.S. Deputy Secretary of State and White House Deputy National Security Advisor, is joining the board of advisors of the global business advisory and strategic communications firm Laurel Strategies. And there was one big win for House Republicans last night. They reported raising $30 million at their annual March dinner, an unprecedented amount, according to the dinner chair, Steve Womack. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.